A Jewish Journal article. Israeli Druze woman discusses supporting IDF. Sasan Lala, a member of Israel's Druze community, is active with Hamisayat Druzit 19 with love for the IDF soldiers, a volunteer-led organization of Israeli Druze that has been assembling care packages for the Druze reservists who've been called to enlist in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, following the October 7 massacre of Israeli civilians. The packages include essential supplies and equipment. Druze as an officially recognized religion in Israel, as are Judaism, Islam and Christianity. Druze serve in the IDF and hold political positions in the Israeli government. Lala, who lives in Isfia, a Druze village in northern Israel, said, Hamisayat Druzit 19 inches was conceived in 2023 to fight back against Israeli demolition orders in the northern region of Israel. But now, the group is devoting itself to supporting the war effort against Hamas. We all came together to contribute in any way we can to the IDF soldiers because in the IDF there are Druze, Jews, Muslims, and Christians even, Lala told the journal. We've put our fight against demolition aside for a while, changing our direction to contribute, give and send packages and help as citizens. She spoke to the journal about the different ways Israeli Druze are stepping up at this time. Jewish Journal. What kind of support is the Druze community providing the IDF? Sasan Lala. The relationship with Israel began way before the establishment of the state. It began with Jethro and Moses and continues to this day. We as Druze identify Jethro as our prophet Shu'aib. In the last century, the two minorities suffered from harassment by the same oppressors, which is the Arab Nationalist Committee. Members of the Druze community were involved in establishing the State of Israel. Even before the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, there were Druze casualties defending the Druze villages. Druze have served in the IDF voluntarily since 1948. In 1956, mandatory conscription for the Druze men of the Druze community began. As a result, Druze soldiers have fought and continue to serve in regular and reserve duty in all of Israel's wars, including this Operation Iron Swords war. In addition to the soldiers, Druze men and women, young and old, came together to contribute and volunteer to deliver packages that contained fresh supplies and equipment to the farthest battalion. On all fronts, because our soldiers and we as citizens are fighting for our homeland. Those who did not enlist for the IDF also volunteered for whatever was needed, including internal security tasks. Also, the organization has hosted in Druze villages a great number of families who were evacuated from the southern region. JJ. What was the reaction of the Druze to Hamas attack on Israel? SL. In my opinion, it's not just the Druze. Every human being who possesses a bit of humanity would condemn the heinous attack by a bloodthirsty terrorist organization, an organization that unleashed itself for the sole purpose of murdering and massacring civilians only because they are Jews and Israelis. The Druze strongly and vehemently denounced such a cruel attack, an attack that spared no one. Infants, children, women, youths, and elders were butchered, raped, burned and murdered in cold blood in their homes and beds. The victims include many IDF soldiers, including Druze soldiers. Those are monsters that committed acts not even the Nazis did. We, as Druze, fight and advocate for peace. Therefore, we are wholeheartedly condemning barbaric, cold-blooded acts of terrorists who have lost their humanity. We are an inseparable part of this country and its people. JJ. Why is it important to stand with the IDF now? SL. The Druze are loyal citizens of this country. Every generation of Druze men since Israel's independence has served and still serves in the IDF, both in regular units and elite combat units. The Druze enlistment rate is over 85%, with most of them serving in combat units. We don't view this commitment any differently from Jewish or Israeli citizens. We see ourselves as an integral part of the State of Israel. We, as an organization, believe that Israel was forced into this war. JJ. How many Druze are currently serving in the IDF? SL. Both in regular service and reserve duty, the enlistment rate was significantly above and beyond. I won't focus on the numbers, but I'll mention that for every man who is enlisted and serving now as an IDF soldier, adding the soldiers who were called in reserve duty, there were over 200% who answered the call. Simply put, there were hardly any men left in the villages, they all went to fight for the country. This was, in essence, a war of existence, with all that it implies. JJ. How concerned are the Druze about a clash in the north with Hezbollah, near where many of the Druze villages are? SL. The Druze are not worried. We know that our soldiers are heroes, and the IDF is ready and capable of defeating Hezbollah. We believe in the strength of the IDF. We are never afraid, especially when it comes to a just war, and we fight for our home as many Druze villages are within proximity to the border with Lebanon. Those who believe are not afraid.